Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. Jerry's out there. Oh, I'm sorry. And Dave's here in spirit, too. So
this is
Short Stuff, you should know. The Short Stuff edition.
Dave Ruse?
No, Dave Kustan, the editor of Short Stuff, the producer.
Okay.
He's our Jerry for Short Stuff.
No, I know. We haven't given Dave a lot of love on this show.
I know. We need to, man. He's great.
Yeah, Short Stuff came along and Jerry was like,
yeah.
Don't bother me with that.
Yeah. I don't have time for this crap.
Do I make extra money? Then forget it.
Yeah. Man, you guys don't know Jerry like we know Jerry. What's great is she'll never hear this, you know?
That's right. Dave will.
Yeah, Kustan will never pass this along. He's too terrified of her.
That's right. So we're talking about scratching our heads when you think, which is something that I don't do.
I don't either.
When I read this, though, there are a couple of thinking tics that I have that could be explained. That's just not one of them.
For sure. And this was one of those things where I'm like, oh, is this going to be like the origin of, you know, a grain of salt just going to send me into like some sort of blind rage? I thought so at first. And then, no, it turns out when you start to really look into this, because if you think about it, that's a really weird thing to do, to scratch your head when you're sitting there thinking. And you might not do it. I don't do it. But we might not even know anybody who does that reliably. The thing is, it's like an idiom. That being a head scratcher, it's like a cultural thing, at least in the West, where if somebody's scratching their heads and, you know, they're standing in front of a chalkboard, you know that they're trying to figure out some sort of problem and they're having trouble with it. Like, that's just what that has to do with. And the explanations are multitudinous. And again, it seems like something you'd be like, that's ridiculous. And then if you stop and think about it, you're like, that actually could be right in this case.
Yeah, like if you were to take a beginning acting class and you were in there with a bunch of dumb beginning actors like I did in college.
Right.
And the professor said, the acting teacher said, all right, here's the scene. You're trying to figure out a very difficult problem. Mm-hmm. The first thing one of those dopes would do is scratch their head.
Right.
Because that is just a popular trope to indicate, or maybe scratch their chin.
Right.
Something like that. Uh-huh. Which counts as part of the head, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's universally a sign that you're thinking about something.
Yeah. So it doesn't really make any sense as we have said that you would do that. And there's no definitive explanation for why, which has really left the door open for a lot of people to put some ideas up. One of the big ones is that it's a relic of evolution.
Yeah.
And that really what you're doing is you're not, you know, helping along your thoughts, you're actually showing a form of distress.
Yeah.
Whether it's angst, anger, anxiety, those are kind of the different interpretations and explanations. But the first one is that we're showing a remnant of what we used to do back in the tuk-tuk days.
Yeah.
Where if something made us angry, we would maybe throw our arm up and strike them or whatever. And the first explanation of this is that we are starting to do that. Like, we're raising our arm out of anger, and then we stop because we are civilized now. And that ends up being like, we almost kind of play it off by scratching our head.
Yeah.
It's a little thin, but here's the thing. This is when I was really like, oh, maybe there is a little more to this. When you see somebody who's really mad and they're trying to keep from hurting somebody, you will frequently see that person like rubbing their forehead or rubbing the back of their neck or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And what they're saying is this is some sort of like derivation of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally have seen that. And that is a real thing. Mm-hmm. There's another possible explanation. This was in a 2009 article for Psychology Today,
when a former FBI counterintelligence agent mm-hmm. named Joe Navarro talked about being under stress.
Right.
And he said our brain requires a certain amount of hand-to-body touching, like either hand-wringing or rubbing your temples or touching your lips or something. Mm-hmm. And what he's saying is that it's a soother instead of maybe a signal to an enemy.
Right.
It's just you self-soothing yourself through some sort of stressful or fearful situation.
And there's actually some research to back that up, which I think, Chuck, we should take a little break.
Okay.
Collect our thoughts and then come back and talk more about this whole head scratcher.
Great.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you said that FBI agent Joe Navarro said that this is kind of like a soothing thing, like we're mm-hmm. self-soothing, like the sense of touch can have a soothing effect on us, and if we're experiencing stress or anxiety or something, just touching yourself can help. And supposedly, because our head is the source of this issue, our brain is, that's why we would touch our
right.
head rather than, say, like our knees or something.
Right.
The thing is there is some research to back this up. There was a study in 2017 in Scientific Reports, which is a journal, and it watched 45 rhesus macaques, who are sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
And they found that the kind of the higher on the totem pole level macaques, when they were stressed out, they might start to itch or scratch or just do something. And that this was taken by other macaques who were, say, maybe more aggressive as a sign of, like, I'm really stressed out, so just kind of leave me alone. And they actually were left alone.
Yeah, it made me think of the Seinfeld where George said, if you want people to leave you alone, look stressed out and annoyed.
Right.
And there were all the times that they would walk by his office in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And he was doing that. He would have his hands on his head, rubbing his temples, going, ah. And people would be like, oh, you know, everyone would pass by his office right. and not bother him.
Right.
And he's a rhesus macaque.
These researchers were saying the way they interpreted that is that it tells this potential attacker, you know, one, I'm not fully stable here, so you don't know what I'm going to do, so maybe
yeah.
lay off of me. Or I'm super stressed out. I can't possibly defend myself. There's no point in attacking me to show your dominance. I'm already submitting here, so
that
don't waste
sense.
Your energy. Either way, the rhesus macaques that displayed some sort of itching or scratching behavior while they were stressed out, signaling they were stressed, were attacked less than those that didn't.
So I like this last one a lot, too. This one that you dug up, displacement activity. Mm-hmm. So you've got an animal that has a couple of different options in, let's say, a stressful situation, and it doesn't want to do either one of them, or maybe can't decide which one to perform. So it does what's called the displacement activity. So you've got a bird, let's say, that another bird comes to attack it. He's like, well, should I attack back or should I just fly out of here? I'm just going to peck at the ground instead. And preening might be another activity, or grooming oneself. Mm-hmm. And the theory is that these may have emerged. Maybe it's a soothing physical contact.
Right.
Or maybe it's just a routine behavior to calm yourself down, or maybe sort of linking with that other one to throw off the person, which kind of made me think of that guy in Athens who crashed his bike that day. He had two choices. Was get up really quick and get my books and ride out of there.
And say, I meant to do that.
Or act in a lot of pain. And he said, I'll do the third thing. I'm going to act like I'm reading a book.
Yeah, so he engaged in displacement activity.
100%.
So there's one last explanation that I found, and that is that people who scratch their head or, you know, rub their eyes or something like that while they're thinking are engaged in a certain kind of learning mode, is what it's called.
Yeah.
A dominant learning mode. And that is where our senses are involved in the way that we think about or recall or take in information. And so people who are tactile with their learning modes might touch themselves, touch their heads or something like that. People who are visual learners might kind of look up in the sky or something like that.
That's what I do.
Where you're kind of exaggerating the point of the sense, even though that sense is not giving you any information or helping along. It's almost like we just kind of revert to the sense that we're most comfortable with, maybe taking information in with. I'm not sure, but that's the last explanation I saw.
Yeah, that's the one that really hit home for me, because I am 1,000% a visual learner. Mm-hmm. If somebody's trying to explain something, like how something operates, they can talk to me till they're blue in the face. But if I actually see it, I will understand it. And if I'm thinking of something, or if I'm deep in thought, I will often like tip back in my chair and kind of look up in the sky. And they're saying that that's what I'm doing, basically. And, you know, it makes sense.
Somebody needs to teach you about percentages visually, because there ain't no such thing as 1,000%.
Shut up.
I have to say, Chuck, you can't see me right now, but I have never scratched my head more than I have during this recording. This has been brutal.
All right. Well, hopefully you didn't lose too many.
So that's it for Short Stuff, everybody. Me and Chuck say adios.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.